Preserving Herbicide Technology. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Herbicide-resistant weeds, especially those resistant to glyphosate, are a growing concern all across the U.S. Each state seems to have its own unique herbicide-resistant weed challenges. At a recent field day near David City, Nebraska, we discussed the problem with University of Nebraska Extension weed scientist Lowell Sandell.
We've had glyphosate-resistant mare's tail that was confirmed 6-7 years ago, and you know that's continued to expand here in the state. We have some new developments. We have glyphosate-resistant giant ragweed in a number of areas in the eastern, southeastern part of the state, and we have a couple populations of glyphosate-resistant kochia in the southwest and panhandle region as well.
And we were talking to Jason Norsworthy from the University of Arkansas, who's the keynote speaker here today, and he said, you know, it's not too late in this part of the country for guys to maybe get a handle on this.
Yeah, and it's really all about education and doing the things that the practices that growers need to do to control some of these populations. We don't have widespread resistance in ragweed or kochia at the moment, but growers really need to monitor. And if they see resistance, you know, you can go from a few plants to a very serious problem in a field in only a matter of 2 to 3 years out there. And if you get to a very serious problem, you can't go backwards and fix the problem. It's something you're going to have to deal with at that point in time. And it can be a significant expense to be able to actually manage a resistant population successfully.
So even if guys aren't seeing a problem, but they know that the system they've been using could lead to that, they need to be looking at it now.
Yes, scouting is key. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Using a diversified program approach that includes multiple modes of action, cultural practices such as rotation, possibly tillage if you're not in an area with very sloping erodible ground. They're all really important tools to reduce the chance of resistance development. And the funny thing is, if you're doing all those, you shouldn't see resistance develop. It's those practices where you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. While they might be convenient and easy, the potential is there for a problem to develop, and if you don't watch for it, it can develop very quickly.
University of Nebraska Extension weed scientist Lowell Sandell. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.